Justice Souter's apparent decision to retire was not a huge surprise. Souter was known to complain to friends about life in Washington over the years, and he often expressed an eagerness to return to his farmhouse in rural New Hampshire. Souter is 69 and in good health. Retirement speculation had also focused on two other justices on the 9-member court, 89-year-old Justice John Paul Stevens and 76-year-old Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Justice Ginsburg recently underwent surgery for pancreatic cancer. Like many of the justices, Souter can be an aggressive questioner during oral arguments before the Supreme Court.
I don't understand, with a record like that, how you can maintain that things have radically changed.
Souter was confirmed to the High Court in 1990 after being nominated by President George H.W. Bush. Conservatives had hoped Souter would support their positions on the High Court, but he disappointed and angered many of them by proving to be a reliably liberal-leaning justice. Douglas Kimmeck is a constitutional law expert at Pepperdine University Law School in California.
Justice Souter, while initially moderate in his vote, increasingly found himself comfortable with the logic and opinions of the progressive side, being very fond of Justice Stevens.
Souter has been part of a liberal-leaning bloc of four justices. Four other justices make up a conservative bloc led by Chief Justice John Roberts. The key swing vote on the court remains Justice Anthony Kennedy, who tends to veer between moderate and conservative positions on key cases. President Obama declined to answer questions about Justice Souter at the White House on Friday, but it's expected the president will nominate a liberal-leaning justice to replace Justice Souter, which would likely mean little change in the ideological balance on the high court. This is Harvard University legal scholar Lawrence Tribe.
The balance of the court with four liberals, four conservatives, and one justice in the middle, Justice Kennedy, is not going to change as a result of Justice Souter's resignation.
During last year's presidential campaign, then-candidate Obama spoke about his desire to nominate a woman to the Supreme Court and someone who had what he called real-life experience.
I'm committed to appointing judges who understand how law operates in our daily lives, judges who will uphold the values at the core of our Constitution.
Many legal and political experts predict that women and Hispanic candidates will get a lot of attention in the upcoming nominee search. Justice Ginsburg is the only woman currently on the court, and there has never been a Hispanic justice. Andrew Cohen is a legal analyst for CBS News.
How does he want to use this pick, which will be so symbolic for him, the first of his presidency? I would look for someone who is moderate to liberal, someone who can pass that senatorial test at the Judiciary Committee, and someone who's going to literally change the face of the court, whether that's a woman or a minority or both, remains to be seen.
Experts also know that the Souter appointment demonstrates the unexpected when it comes to Supreme Court picks. Susan Lowe Block is a professor of law at Georgetown University Law School in Washington.
Even though presidents can nominate whoever they want, they can't control what the person does when they're on the bench. And it's a reminder that these justices are independent people.
Once the president nominates his choice to succeed Justice Souter, that person will have to appear for confirmation hearings before the Senate Judiciary Committee and a confirmation vote by the full Senate. The current Supreme Court term expires at the end of June, and it's expected that Justice Souter's replacement would be confirmed in time for the beginning of the Supreme Court's next term in early October. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.